Hi, this is Poppy, and welcome to the Poppy Writes a Book podcast. Okay, so today we're going to talk a little bit about outlining. I think that the type of outlining that you choose to use probably says a lot about your personality. You know, you've got some people who are really detailed when it comes to outlining, like they want to know every single little detail before they start writing. And on the other end, you have some people who don't outline and who just get an idea, they sit down at their computer and they just go for it. I think for me, the thing that I'm discovering is that I fall somewhere in the middle of that. So I like to have an idea of where I'm going when I'm writing. But at the same time, I also like to give my characters and my storyline the space to do things that maybe I wasn't expecting them to do. You know, I had this experience when I was doing NaNoWriMo where I was writing one day. I remember I was at the coffee shop and I was writing. All of a sudden, I found myself typing something that I was just like, whoa, like, where did that come from? And one of my characters said something, and then that caused, you know, all of my other characters to react. And all of a sudden, I found myself writing the scene that I had never planned, all because I had typed something that I felt like my character wanted to say at that moment. And it was really like my character kind of took on a life of her own. And like, she was shouting at me like, Poppy, write it, type it, because this is what I want to say. I think I'd always heard about characters doing things like that, but it had never really happened to me. So it was very cool when that happened. I was very excited. Giving my characters the chance to say what they want to say really kind of surprised me and really kind of led my story in different ways than I thought it was going to go, which was a good thing for me. And I think a good thing as a writer, you want your characters to have life and to take on a life of their own, basically. I think one of the biggest things that I learned during NaNo about outlining was that I didn't have to have everything figured out before I started. I think as a new writer, I really thought that in my mind. I thought that was what you were supposed to do. So I thought, okay, I've got this idea. Now I need to figure out the who, the what, the when, and the why. I have to have that all figured out before I start writing. And if I don't, then I can't start. And that's simply not true. I think I kind of stumbled onto that lesson because November rolled around and I knew I wanted to participate in NaNoWriMo, but I didn't have all of my story figured out. And I started anyway. And what I learned was that along the way, as I wrote, all of a sudden, questions would start to get answered as I wrote and plot holes would start to fill themselves. And yeah, when you're outlining, you have to kind of keep that in mind as well. You know, for me, I don't have everything figured out, but I have a feeling that as I go along, you know, those questions will start to answer themselves. So I'm using a few different types of techniques when it comes to outlining this time along. And today I'm going to talk to you guys just about one of those techniques. I like to call it plotty boarding. And I don't know if I made that word up or not, but it's not a word that you probably find in your dictionary. Plotty boarding is kind of a combination of storyboarding and plotting. It all started when I read this article on this website called BuzzFeed. And the article was about writers' rooms of different television shows. And they had all of these great pictures of writers' rooms from different shows. And I remember specifically the picture from the writers' room of the television show Lost. And the picture was like, okay, you've got the two show creators and writers, and the room, the walls of the room were covered with all of these like post-it notes and graphs and charts and notes and things. And I mean, if you remember the TV show Lost, I mean, it was very kind of detailed show, not just in its storyline, but like in the character arcs as well. So you could tell that they were kind of keeping track of things along the wall. And that just really kind of blew my mind a little bit. So I was just kind of like, that's pretty awesome. What if I took that idea and I used that for my book? So what if I storyboarded my book? And so that day I went to the store and I bought a pack of post-it notes and I decided that I was going to storyboard my novel. So I used those post-it notes to just lay my story out on my wall, basically. And something really cool started to happen. Like, I just remember standing in front of the wall and I would write notes on the post-its and I was rearranging them, kind of putting things in the order that I thought they should go. And all of a sudden I started to have these like major breakthroughs, like plot breakthroughs and not just plot breakthroughs, but like even like character arc breakthroughs where all of a sudden like I was getting like ideas for things that I wasn't even really looking for. You know, for example, one of my characters, it was like using this technique really kind of took him into a different direction because, I don't know, just standing in front of the board just kind of filled me with all kind of creative ideas. for me, storyboarding really kind of kickstarted my creativity. So like, I mean, I would stand in front of that board and just get all kinds of different ideas coming at me as I just looked at my story all laid out in front of me. It was just awesome for me, very awesome. And I still have the board up on my wall and I still look at it and it still kind of inspires me even to this day. So yeah, that's one technique that I use with storyboarding. And the other side of plotty boarding is plotting. I heard about this technique using 3x5 cards to plot a book, which is kind of the same as storyboarding. It's using the same technique, but you're putting them on 3x5 cards. The difference a little bit is, okay, so you've got your 3x5 cards, you've got your major plot points and scenes written on them, and you shuffle them out, you know, lay them out until you get them in the order that you want them. And then you've got the stack of cards with notes and ideas on them, and they're in the order of your story, basically, of how you think your story should go. And the person who kind of, you know, showed this technique, it was on a video that I saw. She uses them when she starts to write. So she's got the stack of cards. And then as she begins to write, she knocks the cards off one by one, basically, you know, in that order. So the cool thing is, I think using those cards, those plotting cards, to kind of help keep you going along the way. I use them in a way that's kind of like, hey, I'm still giving myself the freedom to kind of go. If I'm writing one day and all of a sudden something else starts to happen, then I just go with that. But on the days where I'm kind of like, okay, where am I at? Where do I need to go? I look at those cards and I know, okay, this is where next card says, now I'm working on the scene where my main character goes home from school and what happens then? And then I just go from there. So those cards have been really helpful to me. I did that as well. And those cards have been hugely helpful to me as well. I think as well, you can kind of use the storyboarding and plotting. You can kind of do that one or the other. I chose to do both, but you could do one or the other. Like if you don't want to stick the post-its up on your wall, you could just use the 3x5 cards. I write notes on my different scenes, maybe reminding myself of things that I want to make sure happens during that scene or things that need to be said during the scene. Or if I just need to write myself a reminder, I kind of write those on there. So plotty boarding, that's basically what plotty boarding is and kind of some of the things that I've done to help myself get ready to jump back into my first draft. Just about my first draft, I did note before that when I did NaNoWriMo last year, I'd written a good amount of the book. I'd written about 53,000 words, and I'd gotten probably not even halfway through the story, basically. Originally, I was just going to jump right back in to writing, but that didn't work out. So what I decided to do was I'm basically going to start back at the beginning. As of right now, just to give you guys an idea of where I'm at, I started this new draft last week. So I'm a little, somewhere between 10 and 15,000 words into it right now. So I'm pretty excited about it and yeah, just ready to go, ready to finish. So then I can revise because as we all know, first drafts are really crappy, but you know, such is life. So coming up, I'll talk a little bit more about some of the other techniques that I've been using for outlining. But for today, that is going to be it. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Bye.